are familiar with the Mechaber, Siman Tufkuf Pei Aleph. It brings down the period of Eliezer. This is Man Elul. Shkosh Shalom, Omer Kosh Boruch, L'moisha, Ali Alai, Horo. Shazo Moshe lekabeluchos arachonis. Zman tshuva after Chet Egel, after worshiping Avodah Zorah. Now is Zman Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu went back in Har Sinai, and it was this not a quiet situation. All the kimbesua, they called trua. This called trua is the minig you saw today. Starting from Chodesh Elul, we blow shofar. It's Teshats, Teratz, Teratz, Tashvatz, we blow shofar. I'm talking shofar here. Omlo Yechradu. Is there such a Echradu today when we hear the shofar? Are we interested in how the tkiyah sound? And the Shvorim, and the Gnuchi Gonach properly, the Chuas Yuli Yolo properly. Is that what we're feeling? Do we have the Tsar that exists now in Dallas, Texas? In Dallas, Texas, when we hear the Shofar? Is there Bechias? Is there Shvir Salev when you hear the Shofar? It's a minute you saw, you're Shofar. It's a hard Zman. This month, the Torah adds on his own. It says, "V'chamosif, levakish rachamim zchusulo." Levakish rachamim in our tefillas. Levakish rachamim. We know the chaverim being on the mokum. Mechilas slicha kapara. We have to wait the erev Yom Kippur. This is the Zman, and it's difficult. We have to put down the sign, it's Elul. Elul, we're not margish this. It's a time of registration, back to school, buying clothes, registration, picking a shear, the proper shear for me. This is on our mind. It's Elul! Ches Elul! The word Elul alone, is there any shaking? It's Elul. Another month. It's not Rosh Hashanah yet. It's not Erev Yom Kippur. It's not new. Elul, for most of us, is Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. This is Elul. We find this week's Sedra. This week's Sedra, and it mentions the fact that the Eishes Shifas Torah, there was a hetter to take the Eishes Shifas Torah. So the Pesukim tell us that she has to undergo a certain geras. And the Pesukim say, Choses Ovi Avisimo, Yerach Yomim. And the Zohar mentions, who's the Ovi, who's the Imo? What's the Yerach Yomim? Vachses Aviyah Esimo Yerach Yomim. This is Yachid Be'elul. This Yerach Yomim is Elul. It's talking not only then, but Yifas Tor. It's talking to us. Arizal says Vachses Aviyah Esimo Yerach Yomim. Es Aviyah Zeh Kosh Baruch Hu Esimo Zeh. Zeh Knesset Yisrael. Yerach Yomim, Yischan Lefin Hashem Yerach Yomim, Hu Chodesh Elul. Ram is to us Chodesh Elul. This individual, Yisifas Toyar, is telling us how we should be margish, leaving her home, and hopefully coming Tachas Kanfi Hashchina. Hopefully. But the parish is telling us something else. An Eishes Shifas Torah, a Kenanis, How can you live with her? It's Asr. So Rashi says, Chazal tell the Gemara, and Kedushin says, the Torah connected to Yitzhar? Smutter. Yes, it's smutter. Why? I have a Yitzhar. I can't control myself. So one can ask the Parsha Kasha. Mater! Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created Yitzhar! Mater, smutter! I did averas, not because intellectually I felt it's wrong. I know it's wrong. It's right? No, I know it's wrong. But I have Yitzhar. We have Yitzharas. Titus! So smutter! Arrive from this week's Sedra. The Torah is mater. You have a Yitzhar. You can't control yourself. Mutter! So call Torah should be mutter. We're not veris. We don't do any veris. You're mater Yitzhar. Obviously, the answer is that the Torah knows that we have a Yitzhar. And the Torah knows if you have a Yitzhar, there are times that you cannot control yourself. There are times you can't control yourself. But the millennium, the more in Chulin says, Rishas Mechoma, calls that Chazir is Mutter. That a person is allowed to eat Chazir. It's allowed to eat Chazir. Rishas Mechoma, Sakonis Lefashis. The Torah is Mater. Rishas Mechoma, person away from his family, free from everywhere. The Torah understood that the Yitzhar is too strong for him. From here we see that the Torah it would feel the way we think, that we have a Yitzhar and I can't help myself, then it would be mutter. And the Torah says it's not mutter, therefore we can klevish a Yitzhar. Yes, we can klevish a Yitzhar. We learn from the Yifas Torah that over there you cannot klevish a Yitzhar. It's mutter. But in general, not so. We can be klevish. What are we talking about? Who are we talking about? The Gemara says, an Arab and who we're talking about. The Gemara Yugimel Amebeis, the famous Gemara, says, Tarabonin, Shtei Shonim Umechso, Nechlu Bisham Miso. What was the Machlikas? Halol Omrim, Noach Lo, Lodim Shol Nivra, Yosim Mishinivra. Halol Omrim, Noach Lo, Lodim, Shinivra, Yosim Mishol Nivra. So they argued, should man be born? One opinion was definitely not, better off not being here. And I said, no. I mean, we should even show never. It should be. Torah mitzvahs, what about it? This went on for 2.5 years. Finally, he said, Nimnu v'gomru, Noach lo lo'arim shalo nivra, Yosem mishinivra. Ach shem mishinivra, Ishtamish b'maisav. The more comes to the conclusion, it's better off we weren't created. But now that we're created, you have to go in and investigate. And to have charot and kabbalas and go through a darky tshuva, as the Rambam mentions in Ten Prokem, darky tshuva. So the obvious question is, why did Gemara have to mention this? 2.5 years is a machlokes if man should be created or not. My nafkamina. We're here. 2.5 years? We don't spend, no Rebbe spends 2.5 years on a havamina and a Gemara. I hope not. 2.5 years? My nafkamina. Of Dovil Salvichik. Wants to suggest as follows. The question was, is Olam Hazeh stira? Is it stira to our neshama or not? Our neshama, Kai neshama shesat b'tori, he's in this world, this polluted world, the world around us. Is that a stira? And what's the nafkamina then? In Sora Chodim, Lamud Pachet Tomin, Kol Yomav, Shemi Yukosha Bechet. I'm in Shema. I don't belong here. I have to observe, control my shomer, should be, remain Torah. Does he have to be worried about that? And what's the maskana? Yes. You don't belong here. And if you're here, you should be in pachet, to preserve. That's what Gemara is telling us. We're an neshama, not just another individual. Perhaps a riot to this can be found this week's Seder. This idea. This week's Seder tells us if exists or didn't exist, doesn't make a difference of a ben sor mor. A ben sor mor, as the psukim tell us, a mother and a father, tafsu, they grab onto their son and they go ahead and say that this individual is a sor mor. And a mother and a father go in front of Besdin, go in front of Besdin and say such a thing that will chayev misa sil. Kiyei liyish ben sor mor, nenu shemeh v'kol ovi v'kol imo, yisro sov, liyishma alo, v'gim asro, v'sof suvo ovi v'imo v'otzi oso al zikne liyiro, Shari Makomo, the owner of Zikne Hero, but name is that Sir Mora, Nishame Vikolinu. So the Sove, we go, Mu Kalashi Hero Bavonim. How can a parent do such a thing? How can a mother and father do such a thing to a son? In front of Bethan, who's Skalua! Oh, Lohoyo Nivra, there's a Baba Meisen. How can he do such a thing? A parent can do such a thing. What's the answer? Yom Zakai or Yom Eschayev. The Torah understood from this glutton where he's eating, where he's taking things. This individual will grow up to be a Rosh HaGomer. He's a Ben Olam Habo. If he dies now, he'll go to Olam Habo, and that's where he goes, and that's what he deserves, and that's what he is. We're Ben Olam Habo. That's what you see. These days, we have to realize who we are and what we are. We're B'nai Olam Haba. Sometimes people have these frustrations. They're frustrated because they think very little of themselves. They think, I'm bad. My father's worse. My grandfather's even worse. Not knowing you're B'nai Olam Haba. You're B'nai Olam Haba. If a person thinks this way, then it's a different Hagosha. Different Hagosh Saliv. You know that it's not enough to learn Masechet Sukkah with all the lomdus, with all the lomdus that's found there. It's not just moed, it's the zikin. In the third parak, it's the zikin. Lomdish. At the end of the we have to have a loch lemaisa too. Halach l'maisa. Mishabur mentions, what's a halach l'maisa? Reish Lamed Tes. A person says, Amapo, Yomer Yoshua Seitzer Elyon, Kali Apsukim. He mentions also that we say, Kriya Shema, Rechas Amapo, and he writes, Kasva Sorem, Shabalayla, Koidim, Hashina, Nochon Lorem, Shepashvish B'maisav, Shasa Klayom. And there's a Yerotzal Nishvimoichu, Shvimoichu. Yemotzi Shasa Avera, Yizvad Olel, the Kabbal Atzmo, Shalasa Sosom. That's Halacha L'maisa. Refrat, Avonis, and Suyim, Kamchanifis, Shkorim, the Sonis, Lashon Hara, Avim Vitul Torah, Svichim B'dika B'yoser. Think about this, especially now. So we're Nizer. I don't say Amapo. I don't say Amapo because I may not sleep right away. Like we saw Torah and our learning, I may not sleep for another 2 hours. It doesn't take most of us long to sleep. Amapo. But before the Amapo, like those shittas that we say that Amapo is not before Kriya Shema. It's like a brichas and then said later. But to misvada, there's a yiratzel, a yimoichel. This should be the zman, margish more. We should feel this more than ever before. We haven't done it, we should start doing it. This is the maisa in our tshuva. Also, in terms of doing tshuva, as is in Kol Omer Omer Yishmi Rabu, the Kol Chochus, the Vivirno, the Zardino, the Yishmi Rabu, Machoyes Rashi and Tosis Kufiutes and Shabbos. Is B'kol Kavanoso or B'kol Rome? We see. Yomol L'nitna Torah. We will learn Sneas from a cat. We will learn Derecheres from a Tanagul. It's a Geneva from Yomol. And can't we learn today from the world of sports? Can you imagine? Opening pitch, the first pitch, and a home run that goes out of the ballpark. The crowd goes crazy. The screaming and the yelling. It's the first pitch, and the Mets get a home run. But after 9 innings, they lost 15-1. We don't discuss that. But the main thing is that first run, that first pitch, amazing. Did you see this? And they record it. Years later, for years and years and years and years later. In fact, the voice now is not as loud as it was and 25 years ago when he hit that home run. This is Slavis. What do you learn from that? Omen Yishmi Rabu! Because that's what we take with us. The moral of the Torah, don't you see this? The excitement, such excitement over what? You say, listen, these are people who are getting 25, 50 million, 70 million, 100 million a year. And we're not getting 100 million a year? We take it with us. They're not going to take it with us. Where is our feeling? Hagosh Salev. Also, in this time, there's an inner binon l'chavero. We have to have kamocha, chesed. The koyach of chesed can be with dibur. The word sholem eshev that's written over there, sholem eshev, I don't know it's found in the Gemara. It is, yes, found in the Gemara. By mafsik, even by kriyashma, sholem eshev. Good morning, sholem aleichem. Goodbye. Where is the sholem aleichem? Talmidim are coming here, chaverim. We don't know them at all. Ask your poisik. Are you allowed to say good morning to a person you don't know? Are you allowed to say good Shabbos? Is that over-violating davar dover? Divrei chol and Shabbos, if you say good Shabbos to every person you know, that you see, even though you don't know. Just to speak good morning. Shalom Aleichem. How are you? What's your name? But he's in a different department. He's not in the Beis Medrash. He's not my chavrusa. He's not my parent. Do I have to? You can be mafsik in Kriyashma. Why should you be mafsik in Kriyashma? Why should you be mafsik? Kavos on Hokashemayim, kavos on mitzvahs. To be mafsik in Kriyashma? This is this man. As all tell us, the Gemara says, if there was Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, there'd be Mechilas Avonis. Shmir Shabbos. By Yechol HaShemayim, Yechol Moicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will Moicha us. And our Shmir Shabbos. And Shmir Shabbos is to be Nizr. And many of us are not Nizr as we should be. I'm speaking to myself also, because we don't learn Hilchos Shabbos. We don't know the halachas. To convey a time to learn the halachas, the basic halachas. The bishul, klisheni, That's the lettuce. What's the halacha? Dabur dover may not be a deraisa. According to Shalmi, you don't speak at all. You don't speak on Shabbos. But kosher. The Shalmi says yes, the sacred Shabbos, yes. Yes, yes. These weeks, not to speak in yonim of chol. You have to ask to find out if you're having a final. Next week on Monday, and at the Shabbos table, in the cafeteria, what do you speak about? About the test. About the test. That's onig Shabbos. That's onig Shabbos. Especially if I find out certain chapters I didn't know before. I studied this chapter only because my friend told me it was going to be on the test. That was anointing Shabbos. And speak about business. To the Mayitis. Ma'abu B'Torah. This is what we have to work on. We have to work on this sinyan of the Shabbos. Could be that we're in a position that we're not margish the importance of doing tshuva. We're not margish it. We don't feel it. Rav Ben Yonah says something very difficult to understand, I think, the mashal. Rav Ben Yonah says, "V'da'ak yachoyte kash yitzach lo shuv mechatoso yichabir lo mod onsho." The onus becomes more harder. And it doesn't bother him. The Medrash tells us, Marshal Akash Alistim, that they were put into a prison and they're trying to make an underground tunnel and they were successful. And everyone ran out except for one person. He stayed in. The officer came in and found out. Everyone left except him. And he hit him! He hit him! Why did you hit him for? You had an opportunity to leave. Why didn't you leave? You understand this? You understand the marshal? The Medrash Kelos? You should give him an award. He didn't leave. So Baal Musa learned. It means as follows. Why didn't he leave? Because he enjoyed staying in prison. He enjoyed that life. But you have an opportunity. I'm observant enough. I have a certain class. I'm a certain type of Jew. And types today, I thought it was only from blood. Type A, type B, type C. When it comes to types, what type are you? What type of Judaism are you? In the Orthodox circles, what type are you? That's for blood. Yisrael afal pi shechata yisraelu. I mean, Yisrael. I'm a Ben Olam Haba. I think this is the Zman that we have to realize what we are. We're Ben Olam Haba. That's where we're going. That's my tafkin in this world. This is not my place. This is a place to reach a higher madrega in Olam Haba. Shmiras HaMitzvos. Kiyam HaMitzvos. And Avada Smadin learning. But the learning doesn't mean that I come late. Not to say omein to brichas hashachar. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean I can speed up the davening and go to the late fast minyan. Where's the late fast minyan? That's why I came to yeshiva. You don't have to come to yeshiva for late fast minyan. Your homes can provide that. They can provide the late fast minyan. Especially Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, you're looking for a late fast minute. Chodesh Elul. Yes, Bechavsa Saviya Vesima. This is Chodesh Elul. With Bechiyas. Doesn't necessarily have to be outward, but a feeling. Our Davening Marv tonight, our Kriyashma. It's a Draisa, no? Our feelings, our Gosha. This is Chodesh Elul. It's a chanim for the whole year. A chanim for the whole year. And Shabbos is to be nizer more in halachas and Shabbos. And our dibur in Shabbos. And our shalom aleichem. This is what we're here for. All we know in here is the registration. When is registration? Teachers? Books? That's it. Chodesh Elul! The word itself. We need to look for this. And that's why we have the opportunity now, and hopefully we'll be a chazak the whole year, to learn Sifrei Musar in all yeshivas. All yeshivas. And this is yeshiva. That's the name. It's called yeshiva. And yeshiva, there's limud ha-musar. There's limud ha-musar. Every bachur knows. Every single day to convey his man in limud ha-musar. Be it shari tshuva, tumah devora, shari tshuva, nisus yeshorim, chavis habonis. Every single day. Limud ha-musar. I can't live without it. I need my vitamin pills. My spiritual vitamin pills. What are we here for? Because we're Ben Olam Haba. This is what we need to mechazik ourselves constantly. I'm speaking to myself. We need this to mechazik ourselves constantly. Finish by saying, the Gemara says in Brachas, Dalad Dvorim Srichim Chizuk. Besides Torah, Tefillah, Derecheres, and Gemilos Chesed. And Rashi puts in one word, Tamid! Not just Chodesh Elul, not this Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur and before Nila. Tamid! We need Chizuk Tamid. We need it. So look for it. And what is the Chizuk? Through Sifrei Musar. Sifrei Musar, Mashgiach, all of the Lashon, you always say, is talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself. Kaveh Azman for Limud HaMusar. And Mr. Hashem is the Elozman now. Not the beginning of the term Zman. It's the Elozman. So we go higher and higher in our Aliyah, in our Cheshik for learning, in our love for Torah. And the Rambam says, after 10 prakim of Tshuva, he ends up with one main point. Avas Hashem. Av, the last halach, speaks about Avas Hashem. Love of Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the Aleph, the beginning, and it's not the Hey, it's the end. It's the Hey, Beis. It's the Hey, Beis, the Ha, to give. To give. Give of yourself. Beinu Lamokam, Beinu Chavero. And that brings Avas Hashem. Give of yourself. This is the way. We'll go Lamar Lamayo Navoz Hashem.
I don't know what to do with this.